ever get that parking ticket. You're like, maybe if I ignore it, it'll go away.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
Well, today's topic is kind of like that, but way more serious: outstanding warrants. It's something that might sound a little scary, but a lot of people have questions about it. Maybe even you listening right now.
They're definitely not something you want to just shove under the rug.
Nope, not at all. We'll be focusing on Nevada law today, just to keep things specific. But a lot of what we talk about applies pretty broadly. And trust me, it's way more complicated than how they show it on TV.
Absolutely. There's this big myth that cops always need a warrant to arrest someone, like that dramatic scene where they're reading the warrant before they bust in the door.
Yeah, like, we have a warrant. So is that not always true in real life?
Not always, no. Especially in Nevada, there are actually three big exceptions where a warrant isn't needed.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, like, what are those exceptions?
First one is pretty straightforward if the officer sees a crime happening right in front of them.
Makes sense.
Yes.
So they don't need to go get a piece of paper if they're witnessing something illegal going down.
Exactly. Like, imagine a DUI stop. If the officer sees someone swerving all over the road, that's enough right there. They don't need a warrant to make the arrest.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the other two exceptions?
Second one is what's called probable cause. It means the officer has really solid evidence that you've committed a crime, not just a suspicion, but actual evidence.
Gotcha. So not just a feeling, but something concrete.
Right. Like, picture this. Someone walking down the street with a giant flat screen TV and it still has the store tag hanging off it.
Okay, yeah, at that point, it's more than just a hunch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the third exception, that's for emergencies where public safety is at risk. So let's say there's a violent crime in progress. The officers don't have to wait for a warrant to jump in and protect people.
Okay, that makes sense. Those are the situations where a warrant isn't needed. But what about when it is required? What's the process for actually getting an arrest warrant?
So for that, the police got to gather up all their evidence and take it to a judge. They have to convince the judge that they have enough probable cause to believe that you committed a crime.
So there's at least a judge involved. There is some oversight, right?
Right. If the judge agrees and thinks the evidence is strong enough, they'll issue the warrant.
Okay, so there's a little bit of comfort knowing that a judge has to sign off on it. But here's something I found kind of surprising. Is it possible to get arrested even with a warrant, like wrongly arrested?
Sadly, yeah, it can happen. A false arrest, it can go down a couple of ways. One way is if there was no warrant at all and the situation didn't fit any of those three exceptions we talked about.
Right.
The other way is if the warrant itself was issued based on bad or weak evidence, meaning the judge made a mistake.
Wow, so even a warrant doesn't automatically mean everything's on the up and up. What happens then? If you're falsely arrested, could that lead to charges being dropped?
It definitely could. A false arrest is a big deal. It could be a key reason for getting charges thrown out altogether. But that's something we'll dig into a little later on in our deep dive. For now, let's shift gears and talk about what it's like to live with an outstanding warrant hanging over your head. It's like that unpaid parking ticket feeling, but like times a thousand.
Yeah, I can imagine the anxiety would be through the roof, like always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Absolutely. Having an outstanding warrant means you're basically at risk of being arrested wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Even a regular traffic stop, if they run your info and that warrant pops up, they're in trouble.
So this isn't something you can just sweep under the rug and hope it disappears.
Nope. Ignoring it won't make it go away. Best thing to do is face it head on.
So what are your options if you have an outstanding warrant? What should someone do?
Get yourself a lawyer. That's step one. Sometimes you can work with them to arrange a walkthrough with the authorities. Basically, your lawyer talks to the prosecutor, you voluntarily surrender, and potentially avoid going straight to jail while the case is being figured out.
Okay, so it's about being proactive instead of just waiting around and hoping for the best.
Exactly. You got to take control of the situation. Now, I know there are different kinds of warrants out there. We've been talking about arrest warrants, but then there's also this thing called a bench warrant, right?
Yeah, I've heard that term thrown around. It gets a little confusing. What's the difference between an arrest warrant and a bench warrant?
It's an important distinction for sure. An arrest warrant happens at the beginning of a case. It basically means the cops think you did a specific crime and they convinced a judge there's enough evidence to arrest you. But a bench warrant, that can happen any time during a case, and it's usually because you didn't follow a court order.
So, like, if you're supposed to show up for a hearing and you skip it.
Yep, exactly. Or if the court tells you to stay away from someone and you don't, things like that.
Gotcha. So both types can lead to you getting arrested. but they come from different places.
Yeah.
Are there any other big differences between them?
Yeah. One biggie is that bench warrants are often easier to get taken back, what we call recalled, than arrest warrants. A lot of times, you might not even have to go to court yourself. Your lawyer can go for you and try to convince the judge to recall the warrant.
Oh, okay. So it's not necessarily the end of the world if you've missed a court date or messed up on a court order.
Exactly. Could be a way to fix it without ending up in handcuffs. But just like with those arrest warrants, talking to a lawyer is crucial.
So no matter what type of warrant, get a lawyer involved.
Always a good idea. Now, for anyone out there who might be in this tough spot, maybe you, maybe someone close to you, I know it can feel super overwhelming.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff.
What's most important is to not freak out and get some help.
Where do you even start? What are those first steps someone can take?
What's most important is to not freak out and get some help. The first step is to find an attorney who really knows their stuff when it comes to criminal defense.
Okay, that makes sense. Someone who can walk you through the whole process and really knows the ins and outs.
Right. They can help you understand what you're actually being charged with, what your rights are, all your options, basically. Be your guide through the whole legal maze.
Yeah, because it can feel like a maze, for sure.
Yeah.
But what if someone can't afford a lawyer? I mean, legal help can be really expensive. Are there any resources for people who are struggling financially?
Absolutely. There are organizations like legal aid societies. They offer free legal help to people who meet certain income requirements.
Oh, okay. So there are options for people who can't afford to pay those big legal fees.
Right. And a lot of law schools have clinics where law students can get experience by providing legal advice and representation.
Oh, that's cool. So they're getting real-world experience and people are getting help they might not otherwise be able to afford.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Okay. So we've talked about getting legal advice, checking out free legal services. But this whole situation with the warrant, it sounds like it could really mess with someone's head.
Oh, absolutely. This kind of thing can be incredibly stressful and isolating.
So where can people go for support beyond just the legal stuff?
Luckily, there are a lot of support groups and community organizations that can offer a helping hand, not just practical guidance, but emotional support, too.
That makes sense. It's not just about the legal battle. It's about the whole person.
Right. They can connect you with resources like counseling services, housing assistance, job training programs, all sorts of things. It's about getting your life back on track.
Okay. So it's a more holistic approach.
Yeah.
We've talked about getting legal help, looking into free legal services, reaching out to community groups for support.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What kind of practical advice would you give to someone dealing with an outstanding warrant?
One big thing is to understand exactly what your warrant says. Different warrants come with different rules and restrictions.
Oh, okay. So like travel restrictions.
Yeah, exactly. Some warrants might let you travel, no problem, but others might limit where you can go or even require you to turn in your passport.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize there could be so many variations.
It can get pretty complicated. That's why having a lawyer go over the warrant with you is so important. They can break down all the details so you know what you're dealing with and how to stay on the right side of the law.
So knowledge is power in this situation.
Absolutely. The more you know, the better prepared you'll be. Now, let's circle back to that false arrest thing we talked about earlier.
Right, because that's a whole other can of worms.
If someone thinks they were arrested illegally, what can they do?
Yeah, what are your rights in that situation?
Well, as we talked about, a false arrest can happen if the cops didn't have a real warrant or if the situation didn't match those exceptions for warrantless arrests.
Right. Like if they stopped you based on how you look or used some weak excuse to arrest you.
Yeah.
So what do you do if that happens? Should you argue with the cops?
Definitely not. Resisting arrest will only make things worse, even if you were arrested illegally in the first place. Could actually lead to more charges and make your legal situation even more complicated.
So even if you feel like you're being treated unfairly, just go along with it.
The best thing you can do is stay calm, cooperate with the police, but make it clear that you think you're being detained illegally.
So it's about standing up for your rights, but not doing anything that could escalate the situation.
Exactly. And get yourself a lawyer, ASAP. They can look into the details of your arrest and figure out if there's any way to get evidence thrown out or even have the charges dropped completely.
So don't fight back physically, but don't just stay silent either.
You got it. Assert your rights, write down everything that happened, and talk to a lawyer as soon as you can.
We've talked a lot about practical advice today, but I know this stuff can be emotionally draining too.
For sure. Going through the legal system, especially when you're facing criminal charges, it can be incredibly stressful. It can trigger anxiety, fear, maybe even depression.
It's a lot to handle.
And it can also put a strain on relationships with family and friends.
Because they might not know how to help.
Exactly. So finding healthy ways to cope with the stress is so important.
So seeking support from people who understand what you're going through is key.
Absolutely. Talking to a therapist or counselor can be a lifesaver. They can give you tools to manage stress and anxiety.
And those support groups we talked about earlier, being around people who have been in similar situations, can make a huge difference.
Right. It's a reminder that you're not alone in this. Now, we've been focusing on what individuals can do to navigate the system, but what about the system itself? Are there flaws in the way warrants are issued and enforced?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. It seems like there's potential for things to go wrong.
There are definitely concerns about bias and abuse within the system.
Like, what kind of bias are we talking about?
Well, there have been cases where warrants were issued based on bad evidence, mistaken identity, or even racial profiling.
Wow, so the system isn't always perfect?
Unfortunately, no. And once a warrant is in the system, it can be really hard to get rid of, even as it's later proven to be wrong.
That's scary. It's like you're trapped.
And that's why there's been a lot of talk about reforming the warrant system.
So people are recognizing that things need to change.
Yes. There's growing awareness. Some of the ideas being discussed include making it harder to issue warrants in the first place, having better oversight of law enforcement, and creating more ways to challenge or get rid of invalid warrants.
So it's not just about helping people navigate the system as it is. It's about pushing for change to make it fairer for everyone.
Exactly. And that's where public awareness is so important. The more people understand how the system works and where it can go wrong, the more likely we are to see real reform.
It's a reminder that we all have a responsibility to speak up and advocate for a more just legal system.
Absolutely. Now, I know we've given you a lot to think about today, and some of it might be unsettling, but we want to leave you feeling hopeful, not hopeless.
Right. Knowledge is power, as they say.
Exactly. So if you or someone you love is dealing with an outstanding warrant, remember the resources we've talked about. Know your rights. And most importantly, don't give up hope.
What would you say to someone who's feeling overwhelmed and doesn't know where to turn?
Take a deep breath. Reach out to a lawyer. Look into free legal aid. Connect with a support group. Take that first step, even if it feels scary.
It's about taking action and moving towards a better future.
Exactly. And if this deep dive has got you thinking about criminal justice reform, don't stop here. Learn more. Get involved. Use your voice to advocate for change.
Because everyone deserves a fair and just legal system.
Absolutely.
It can feel like, where do I even start? You know?
Oh, yeah, I get it. That feeling of being totally overwhelmed. But remember, there are people out there who can walk you through this whole thing. Reaching out to a lawyer, that's always the best first step.
They can really lay it all out for you, right? Yes. Like, okay, here's where we are, and here's what we can do.
Exactly. And even if money is tight, remember those legal aid societies and law school clinics we talked about?
Yeah, those are great options for people who can't afford a high-priced lawyer.
Right. It's about taking that first step, no matter how hard it seems.
And don't forget those support groups and community organizations.
Oh, yeah. Those can be lifesavers, seriously. They can hook you up with counseling, housing assistance, job training, all kinds of things.
It's about more than just dealing with the legal stuff. It's about getting your life back on track.
Exactly. It's about rebuilding. And I think it's important to remember that even when things feel impossible, there is hope. And there are people who want to help you find your way back.
That's such a good point. You're not alone in this.
Never. Now, we've covered a lot today, huh? Warrants, false arrest, even touched on some of the bigger issues with the whole system. If you're out there listening and you're dealing with a warrant for yourself or someone you care about, remember what we talked about today. Remember your rights.
Yeah.
And hold on to hope.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. What would you say to someone who's just feeling lost and scared?
Breathe. First things first, talk to a lawyer. See if you qualify for free legal help. Find a support group. Just take that first step.
One step at a time.
And if you're fired up about making the system better about criminal justice reform, don't let that fire die. Keep learning. Keep talking about it. Support those organizations fighting for change.
Because we can do better.
We have to. Well, I think that about wraps it up for our deep dive into the world of outstanding warrants.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope this has been helpful and maybe even a little empowering.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.